We were talking about your son, Finn, who's 8 months old.
Yeah.
Up all night, keeps waking up, fussy, whatever. So you were like, do you switch up the routine? Or Heidi says, stay the same. It's stage. You got to power through it.
Yeah.
Great phone calls, text messages.
Yeah, thank you, everyone.
Except for the one you skipped.
Which one was that?
Oh, you blew right by it. Maybe he has a spirit in his room.
Oh.
You blew right by that one.
That's not a sensitive subject, but that is a freaky subject that me and my wife have been talking about. He'll weirdly snap and look in spots in his room, and then sometimes when he's playing on the floor, he looks straight up and starts giggling and laughing and smiling and stuff and just playing up in the air with his hands. And you know me with spirits and my dad, I firmly believe that it's all true. And my nephew, I'm like, is he just up in his crib playing with Papa Mel? Like, dude, let him go to sleep, buddy. Because there's time, you know, we got the monitor where you can, the video monitor where you can see him. And there's times where he's laying in there. We're like, what is he laughing at?
So you think it could be?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And that would be my dad to be an ass and wake him up at night to play. Yeah, that stuff freaks my wife out.
We do have audio of Finn off the camera if you want to hear
really?
It. Hold on, I got it. Hey, Dad, would someone change my diaper?
Whoa.
Oh,
he's 8 months old. Okay, hold on. Hi, Kelly.
Well, when my husband and I had two boys, one of them was 7 and one was a newborn, and the 7-year-old was spending the night at a friend's house. And my husband and I are in the living room, and all of a sudden you can hear the mobile over his little bassinet crank up. And no, I wasn't scared. Dave, my husband, looked at me and he goes, your mom's here. And I said, yeah, she is. And you could literally hear the mobile wind up.
Wow.
And there was nobody in that room except a 3-day-old baby.
Yeah, wow.
And my husband sat up and he goes, Mom, we appreciate the fact that you're looking out for him, but please don't do this in the middle of the night anymore. It's keeping us awake. And it stopped.
Okay.
Maybe I got to talk to him.
You need to talk to your dad.
I'll have to try that.
Yeah.
I really will. I believe in it.
It was my mom. There has been so many times that my mother has warned us of things. There was a tornado heading straight for our house. She knocked a picture off our wall in our bedroom. And David said, wake up, your mom's trying to tell us something. And there's a tornado headed straight toward us. And as soon as we got everybody in the basement, the sirens went off.
I got chills. So maybe that's it.
Maybe.
We've thought about it, that's for sure.
We've talked about this on the air before. I mean, Kelly's not alone. We've had a lot of people talk about that. It was a couple of years ago, but there was someone like locally that they had. It was in the baby's room, right?
Highland.
That's right.
This was where they had the video. We talked. I'll have to share the story. But it was on the baby camera, the monitor. You could see two ghosts go walking past
it.
That's the story, right here.
Yep.
2019.
So,
gosh, I forgot about that one, but yep.
So Finn will be up all night, and so will you, because you're all freaked out now.
No, I'm not freaked out about it. Heck, I've always said I'd love to have that happen to me, and it knowing it was my dad.
Right.
I would wish for that to happen, but can't do it at night, dude. Stop
it. The kind of guy that Mel was, that does sound like the kind of thing your dad would be doing.
Oh, yeah.
Just to have fun with you guys.
100%, yep.
Okay, are you freaked out now?
Little bit.
Aw, hold on. I was just watching the baby cam. Finn wanted to say something to you.
Good morning, Dad. Change my diaper.
Hope that's not the voice that comes out. Then I'm running.
Put on Sesame Street. When did I eat corn?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, come
far.
On. Sorry.
Big Jim's House on 94.7 WCSX.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.